The Matt Hatter Morning Show on 97.9 The Box. We're talking to Chadwick Boseman. He is the star of the movie Get On Up. It's the James Brown story, or the story of James Brown. In the movie, you see Dan Aykroyd, Nelson Ellis, Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, just to name a few. How was it working with the cast, man?
Every day you knew they were going to bring their A game every day. So it was just like, this is why you do it. This is why you want to work with these types of people. We worked hard, and then we find time to play a little bit. You know, right. We were in Jackson, Mississippi. There was blues clubs down there. You know, Craig Robinson will take over any place he goes into.
Yeah.
And, you know, you find yourself sitting around a piano with some guitar and everybody doing songs. It was an amazing time.
Now, you have the director of The Help. He's the one who put this all together. And then Mick Jagger. How was working with Mick Jagger, and why was it so important for him to do this movie?
Mick Jagger, you know, is just a huge James Brown fan. He doesn't have to do this. He is doing some other stuff now. I think he's doing an HBO series with Martin Scorsese now. Wow. And he did a James Brown documentary. He was sort of doing that at the same time as he was doing the movie. So he's sort of getting into this film producing thing really strongly now. You know, Tate Taylor, I think he comes at his directing from a family standpoint, and he's an actor himself, so he knows how to talk to all those actors and knows how to get great performances out of them, and he creates an environment on set where everybody just wants to do their best, from the PAs all the way up to the top to the producers. Everybody wants to do their best for him. He actually had all those roles. He was a PA before, so he worked his way from the bottom up.
Chadwick Boseman, who we talking to? The movie Get On Up is in theaters this weekend. Have people been coming up to you saying, hey man, there's no way that you can't get an Oscar or something out of the performance of this?
I'm hearing some great things, but like I don't really read the reviews and stuff because, you know, I want to be about the work, and, you know, my mind is already, you know, I want this movie to come out, but my mind is on the next thing and the next thing. And like, so I can't read the reviews and let my head get caught up into that. So I hope great things happen. I just want people to see the movie. I want people to appreciate James Brown. You know, I hope, you know, people, this type of movie people see more than one time, I think, too.
Chadwick, we're going to get one more plug in for the movie, okay? But you're going to take on our very own James Brown expert, Matt Hatter, and some James Brown trivia real quick, okay?
Here we go.
Okay. Let's do it.
Here's the first question. James Brown was inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in what year?
I do not know that.
I don't know that one either.
I don't know.
I would say 80-something. Oh, okay. I was going to say 80-something.
86. You didn't say
that. Can I get something for 80-something?
No, okay. You can't.
All right.
What James Brown song is the most sampled song in music history?
Funky Drummer.
Oh, no. Wait.
Yeah, Hatter got it.
Funky Drummer. Too late, Chad. Don't worry about it, Chad.
All right. James Brown performed the inauguration for what president in 1969?
Oh, shoot. That would be Lyndon Johnson?
No.
Ford.
Who was that?
No.
Nixon.
Nixon.
He said it.
Nixon is correct. All right.
Nixon.
For the man
right.
in the back of the room
it
over there.
It doesn't look good, Chadwick. Now, James Brown lived in what state at the time of his death?
Ooh, he was living in Augusta, Georgia.
No, South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Well, no. Wait. That's not true.
Discrepancy.
Wait. But he Barnwell, South Carolina, and Augusta, Georgia, they're literally, it's like the same.
So do we give Chadwick that one?
Go ahead and give him that one. We'll give him the technicality on that one right there.
If you get this one, you win the game.
You got to give me that one.
Okay, you got that one. That's yours.
If you get this one, you win the game, Chadwick. In which Rocky movie did James perform Living in America?
That's Rocky V.
I was going to say 4.
Hatter's right, Rocky.
Ah! I didn't mean to do it to my dude that took that James Brown role and did that.
Does he get the last plug or not?
Heck yeah, man. That boy did that James Brown, that movie. Man, go get that plug in, Chadwick. And there it is right there. Get On Up. It's an incredible movie with an incredible actor, Chadwick. Good luck to you, man. If you don't get an Oscar, I hate them forever.
I will tell them that.
Hey, man, have a great weekend, brother.
All right, thank you, man.